The grace and love that comes to us from God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit be with us always. Amen. The Word of God we want to consider today is again our Gospel reading for this past Sunday, which was Trinity Sunday. We're looking at John chapter 16, verses 12 to 15, where the Lord Jesus said, "I have much more to say to you, more than you can now bear. But when he, the Spirit of truth, comes, he will guide you into all truth. He will not speak on his own, he will speak only what he hears. And he will tell you what is yet to come. He will bring glory to me by taking from what is mine and making it known to you. All that belongs to the Father is mine. That is why I said the Father will take from what is mine and make it known to you." My dear friends in Christ, God the Father devised or decreed his plan of salvation even before the creation of the world. And then, well, God the Father decreed or planned, made the plan, and God the Son, he accomplished that plan of our salvation. Well, Jesus said, "All that belongs to the Father is mine." The Father's plan of salvation is also the Son's, and well, the Holy Spirit's as well. He accomplished that plan of salvation when he was born of the Virgin Mary, lived a sinless life, died an innocent death, and was raised to life victorious on Easter Sunday. He paid for all of our sins, and he won for us eternal salvation. C.S. Lewis once said, "The eternal being who knows everything and who created the whole universe became not only a man, but before that a baby, and before that a fetus inside a woman's body. If you want to get the hang of it, think how you'd like to become a slug or a crab." Do you get his point here? Whenever we confess that Jesus is our Savior, let's never forget how he humbled himself in order to be our Savior. He was forsaken by God, enduring actual, real hell in order to pay for our sins. Paul said, "He died for all, that those who live should no longer live for themselves, but for him who died for them and was raised again." Oh, since Jesus selflessly gave of himself for us for our salvation, may we not selfishly live for ourselves, seeking first life's pleasures and treasures, but may God help us to follow our Savior's advice when he says, "Seek first God's kingdom and God's righteousness." Well, God the Father, he devised the plan for our salvation, and God the Son, he accomplished God's plan of salvation with his life and death and resurrection. And it's God the Holy Spirit's task to share the plan of salvation, to make that plan of salvation known to us and to the world. Jesus said, "But when he, the Spirit of truth, comes, he will guide you into all truth. He will not speak on his own. He will speak only what he hears. And he will tell you what is yet to come." When you think about those disciples before the Holy Spirit came to them on Pentecost, they were so timid and confused. And the boldest of the disciples, I guess we'd say that was the Apostle Peter, but he was scared into denying that he even knew Jesus by that young servant girl in the priest's courtyard, when that young servant girl questioned him. But then when the Holy Spirit came to him, when he shared with Peter what was the Father's and what was Jesus, the whole truths of God's plan of salvation, think of what happened to the Apostle Peter. What a preacher he and the other disciples became as they shared God's plan of salvation, this plan of salvation that was, well, decreed by the Father, accomplished by the Son, and shared by the Holy Spirit. Jesus said, "The Holy Spirit will bring glory to me by taking from what is mine and making it known to you." The Holy Spirit, what he did is he brought glory to Jesus by taking from what is his, and think of his doctrine, his truths, his works, all that the Bible tells us about Jesus, and making it known to those disciples so that they could share that wonderful message, so that they could make Jesus known to us, and so that we can keep on making Jesus known to more people in the world. Rabbi Sluzhtowski, a seminary professor at Tel Aviv, he hated the Lord Jesus. And on one occasion, what happened is he saw a young Jewish convert who was reading the New Testament, and he was absolutely upset and angry at the young man reading the Bible like that, the New Testament. And well, the young man ended up giving the Bible to Rabbi Sluzhtowski. But that night, the rabbi, alone in his room, he read that New Testament. Stayed up till 3 a.m. reading the New Testament, reading about the one who claimed to be the Messiah. And what the Holy Spirit did is he guided that rabbi into all truth, so that later he confessed, "I have already found more than 200 passages that prove beyond a doubt that Jesus is the Messiah." See, now the Holy Spirit, he is using that powerful tool on us right now, like he worked on that rabbi. And he's going to use that tool through us, because what he wants to do is, through us, reach others who don't know about Christ. He wants to keep on getting that gospel message out to more and more souls. Well, the Holy Spirit, he came to the disciples in that special way on that first Pentecost, and, well, there were those tongues of fire that descended on their heads. The disciples spoke in different languages, but more importantly, the Holy Spirit brought glory to Jesus that day by making Jesus known to the disciples, by making known to the disciples what Jesus had done in order to be their Savior. We probably won't be able to speak in tongues as the disciples did. But that doesn't matter, because through the Holy Spirit working through word and sacrament, the Holy Spirit still works to make God's plan of salvation known to us and through us. And now, see, that's all we really need. That the word of Christ would dwell richly in us so that we would believe God's plan for our salvation. The Bible doctrine, the teaching of the Trinity, is confusing, and this side of heaven will never understand how our God can be one God and three persons. It just isn't logical how that works. We may not fully comprehend the Trinity, but by God's grace, we do know the Father's plan for our salvation. He wants us in heaven with him forever. And so the Father's plan, it was accomplished by the Son, by Jesus. And it is shared by the Holy Spirit working through word and sacraments on us, and then also through us to reach more souls with the gospel. And isn't it amazing what our triune God has done and keeps on doing for sinners like you and me? And what he also keeps on doing through sinners like you and me to reach more souls with the gospel. Amen. Let's pray. Lord God, Heavenly Father, help us always to see your plan for our salvation, which was accomplished by Jesus with his life, death, and resurrection, and which is shared by the Holy Spirit working through us. We are so thankful that you are always looking out for our eternal souls. Help us to always be looking out for opportunities to share your plan of salvation with anyone and everyone we can. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. In the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God the Father and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you always. Amen.